some important lessons that the Lord shared, even in the face of critics, those who were trying to find fault. Amazing that they could find miracles and find wonders and signs and healings and all of the work that he was doing, and they're still trying to find fault. And it just didn't make sense to me, but that was their direction. Verse 24, they come with a question. Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, yes. This is Peter answering. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him or stopped him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Isn't that amazing how the Lord can know what we've experienced, what pressures we're up against, what stress we've been subjected to? He knows how to move and work. Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. Praise God. And thank the Lord that there is that recognition. But the Lord said, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. Now, Peter had done that hundreds of times, thousands of times, but this was going to be a first. When thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. I haven't had that experience as far as finding money in the fish. Find interesting things, of course, but I think I'd be tempted to keep that one and substitute another one so that I could say, you know where this came from? Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. That would be quite a fundraiser, wouldn't it? The fun in it. Praise God. The children are free. A Sunday school boy was hearing the lesson about Moses and the people of God being taken out of Egypt, and the children of Israel constantly was coming forth in the lesson, the children of Israel. Finally, he raised his hand and said, this is all about the children? Sunday school teacher said, yes. And the boy, very puzzled, said, where were the parents? I'm glad we have a father who knows how to take care of us. He knows how to provide. Amen. He knows how to minister. The Lord wants his people to be free. Abraham was called out. Now, why was he called out? Because the Lord wanted him to be free. Free from the traditions that he grew up with. Free from the entanglements that he may have had in business associates and family traditions that would keep him from walking in the truth that the Lord wanted to show him. And so when he stepped out, he moved into a realm of freedom to do the work of God, to experience the Lord, and to know him in measures far beyond anything that he had known up to that point. And the Lord was going to show him how great and how powerful he was. And Abraham stepped up to the mark. Abraham didn't shy back and say, I don't know about this. I'm not worthy. No, he stepped forward and let the Lord lead him and bless him into even greater experiences and freedom of what the Lord would provide. Israel being delivered out of Egypt, of course, was about slavery and the freedom that the Lord wanted to bring them to. And slavery being very similar to the aspects of sin had hard taskmasters. They didn't let up. They made things even worse. And the children of Israel were forced to live lives of loss. They lost so much, and certainly the lives of their children, at least their baby boys, being thrown into the Nile. But thank God, the Lord brought them out so that he could bring them in. Amen. The Lord doesn't bring us out of sin and addictions and habits and wrongdoing just so we can fall right back into it again. No, he brings us out so that we can be brought in to his power, to his presence, to his word, and to his strength. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for divine direction that the Lord has for us. Amen. I'm afraid that there are some who feel that grace is nothing more than a license to live however you want, and God's grace will forgive you and provide for you. No, the grace of God should not be turned to lasciviousness like the book of Jude warns us about. The grace of God is to help us to overcome, to bring us into more of God and the realms of his spirit and power. Praise God. And we thank the Lord for the help that God brought in bringing us out of spiritual bondage into the strength that God has for us. But we know the story of Israel. We know the flirtation with sin. We know their tendency to move into the realm of idol worship and the aspects that are there. In our Bible reading today, the book of Judges, and how that they had peace for a while, and then they fell back into sin. And God raised up another judge. God brought deliverance. God provided for the people of Israel. And then when things were going well again, they moved back into the realm of ease and convenience and idolatry. God help us to be able to move on in the realms that God has for us and to step into the blessings that he desires. Because if we continue to move in the realms that God doesn't have for us, that God doesn't want us to go, bondage will result. But oh, I thank the Lord for the power that God revealed to the people of Israel, even though they did fall into bondage, even though it was bondage for years at a time, 70 years, the Babylonian captivity lasted. But thank God there were those who stepped forward to be the voice of God and to show the hand of the Lord and the demonstration that God wanted to show. And then how that God orchestrated even those who were in charge of the bondage to release the people of God to go back to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple, even at the expense of those who kept them in bondage. Our God knows how to reverse negative situations. Our God knows how to turn things around for your good. Our God knows how to fulfill his word that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. We determine we're going to be identified in that aspect of how the Lord wants to work with his children. I'm thankful that the Lord is able to reverse the works of Satan. Luke 4:18 is a beautiful statement of how God would demonstrate his power on behalf of his children and those that he would desire to set free. It's sad today that there are children at the border who are being used as political pawns. It's sad today that there are those who are steeped in perversion, who are using children for their own purposes and pornography. It's sad that there are children who are not being taken care of and raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But I'm so thankful my God is powerful enough to reverse situations and bring his power into display and to set people free. Luke 4:18 says that he will heal the brokenhearted. And we saw him do that work, thank God, with those who needed healing, who struggled with disease and sickness for years and years. Years and years, 12 years, 18 years, 38 years, 40 years, our God was able to change those circumstances because he heals the brokenhearted. And those who said goodbye and those who had to say a goodbye prematurely to one who lasted only 12 years in their home, but the Lord raised Jairus' daughter up again. Hallelujah. Don't you know there was a healing? Don't you know? no, broken hearts were healed in that moment. Hallelujah. Thank God for deliverance to the captives. As that verse goes on to say, deliverance to those who were captive of disease, like leprosy. Deliverance to those who were captive of sin, like the adulterous woman. But my God brought forth deliverance for them. My Lord brought forth deliverance to those who could not deliver themselves, hopelessly caught in their circumstance and in their situations. But the Lord showed deliverance. The recovering of sight to the blind was literal in the case of Bartimaeus, who would not be quieted. When he heard it was Jesus passing by, he began to call out. It wasn't a timid little cry. It wasn't a whimper, but he called out loudly. When they told him to hush, they told him to be quiet. He upped the volume. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to let the opportunity pass him by, because recovering of sight to the blind is what the Lord did. Thank God that the man being born blind in John 9 was the one who was healed. And he could give his testimony at least four times in immediate succession. And oh, no doubt, there were those who stopped him on the streets of Jerusalem and say, you're the one who was blind, aren't you? How is it that you see? Again and again and again, he was able to relate how the Lord brought healing, how the Lord made the difference, how the Lord recovered sight to the blind. I'm so thankful that the Lord helps us today to take the blinders off because of our faith, our lack of faith and unbelief and doubt, and open our eyes to how he is able to manifest his power. To open our eyes like Elisha prayed for his servant, and to see how God has his power around us, to see how God would demonstrate his strength on our behalf. Oh, thank God he recovered sight to the blind. He sets at liberty them that are bruised. The man of Gadara who lived in the cemetery, screaming and hollering and carrying on, cutting himself, ripping asunder the chains and the fetters that they tried to control him with, the bruises that were literal. Thank God the Lord took care of those, as well as the bruising that was in his mind and in his heart, the bruising of relationships that he could no longer continue in a way that he should have. The Lord provided the healing. The Lord provided the way. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord knows how to minister. Reversing the things that the devil did to these poor people. Amen. Because he wants his children free. Truth is what ends spiritual bondage. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He went on to say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh, thank God that there would be that power and blessing that would come to us. I thank God for America. I thank God for the liberties and the freedoms that we have here. I thank God that the Lord is able to come in our experiences and in our needs and be able to say, I'm going to show you a freedom that you've never experienced before. I'm going to cause you to walk in a freedom that you have not known. Thank God for his truth. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his presence that's able to do a work in our lives. Jesus is living proof that he is the living truth. Hallelujah. Thank God that we know the goodness that he would show. I am the way, he would declare. I am the life, and I am the truth. Praise God. And I'm thankful that there would be that power and that freedom that he would bring to us in his spirit. Romans 8 and 2 says, the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from sin and death. Praise God. What a freedom. Oh, what a blessing. Amen. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible lets us know, there is liberty. That's why we enjoy the Spirit of God so much here as we worship and praise His name. Hallelujah. There's a freedom to worship. There's a freedom to clap our hands. There's a freedom to walk around the sanctuary. Hallelujah. A freedom to give expression to the praise and worship that is in our hearts. And thank God that freedom doesn't stop at the door. We walk out down the steps to our car, to our home, to our workplace. Hallelujah. Thank God that that freedom continues. The Lord shows His power. The Lord reveals His goodness. The Lord lets us know His Spirit is there and there is liberty. His truth is there and there is freedom. Thank God for the strength that He brings to us. Glory to God. If any man thirst, He said, let him come unto Me and drink. He that believeth on Me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake He of the Spirit, which they that believe on Him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Jesus was not yet glorified. But oh, thank God, there came that time. There came that moment. There came that day. The praise and the worship was continuing on for about 10 days. They were together, one mind and one accord, praise God. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, what a freedom. What a freedom to worship. What a freedom to praise. What a freedom to glorify. Hallelujah. I don't think they were just sitting there. I don't think they were just quiet and folded hands and so on. No, they were accused of being drunk. They were acting kind of weird. They were being kind of loud. Well, the preacher stood up and said, these are not drunken like you suppose. He didn't deny that they were intoxicated. He didn't deny that they were under the influence. He just said, it's not what you think. That there's something powerful. There's something real. There's something grand. There's something wonderful that God wants to show to His people. I want My children free. I want My children in the Spirit. I want My children to know the power of My name and My blood. Thank God that He would reveal the power and blessing. Praise God. Romans 9, verse 8. In other words, this is the NIV. It's not the natural children who are God's children, but it's the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. Oh, the children of the promise. So Ishmael of the flesh, but Isaac of the promise. Galatians 4 gives a commentary about that. The blessings of Abraham. Verse 16 of Galatians 3 says, we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And verse 29 in that same chapter says, we're heirs according to the promise. So that promise is so important. I've got to be able to identify it. I've got to be able to receive it. I've got to be able to live in it. Because that's what God wants me to understand. The children of the promise are counted for the seed. Thank God for the promise that is given. Jesus told His disciples again and again after the resurrection, those 40 days that He proved Himself alive by many infallible proofs. And Luke was writing it down. He was making sure he had it recorded. He said the things that we most surely believe. Praise God. I'm thankful we can anchor it down. We can know it's real. We can know it's powerful. We can know it's positive. Amen. That he is alive. Hallelujah. And he told them about receiving the Holy Ghost. He said the promise will be coming upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, repentance and remission of sin will be preached in his name. Thank God that there would be the fulfillment of the promise. There was no new doctrine by the apostles. This was not something that they waved around and said, this is something different now. We've got something new. This isn't what Jesus told us. No, they followed exactly what Jesus said. When he taught about being born again of the water and of the Spirit, they knew that there would be two elements that they needed to have included. Thank God for the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Hallelujah. Thank God that which is born of the flesh is flesh. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Praise God. And I'm thankful we've received the Spirit of adoption. Thank God for that power that the Lord said, I'm choosing you. I want you. I'm going to include you. Hallelujah. And the privilege of adoption gets fulfilled in our life because the Lord calls us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And he lets us know, you're my child. You're called by my name. You're filled with my Spirit. You're covered with my blood. I've forgiven your sin. I've remitted your sin. You are my child and you are free. Hallelujah. Thank God for the help and the blessing that the Lord puts forth in our lives. I'm glad he adopted us and not aborted us. I'm glad he wanted us and we're not unwanted. I'm glad he takes care of our needs, and he doesn't neglect us like children are today. What a pathetic and sad situation in our society. But our God does not treat us like that. Our God lifts us up. Our God brings us into his presence. Our God knows the strength and blessing that he has for us. Praise God. Luke 20, verse 36. The Sadducees deny the resurrection. Oh, that's just a puzzle to me. Didn't they hear about Jairus' daughter? Didn't they see her walking around? Didn't they know the village of Nain celebrated a procession to the cemetery that had to turn around and come back? And another celebration erupt because the widow of Nain's son was restored to her and given life? Didn't they walk by the tomb of Lazarus and see the stones been rolled aside and the pile of grave clothes that lay in there when they unwrapped him, loose him, and let him go? Jesus said, oh, the Lord knows how to bring us into freedom. The Lord knows how to make his children free. Praise God. When he told that woman who had been bound for 18 years, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I'm thankful there was freedom for her to stand upright. I'm thankful there was freedom for her to walk forth again, although she almost like a young woman again, because God knows how to bring forth his freedom. And so the Sadducees are so smug. They're kind of sneering and snickering. They had thought they had a good question to ask the Lord. Resurrection. This man had this woman for a wife, and then he died. And the law says his brother needs to take her as wife so that there is seed for the family. And they unfold their story and their question. Kind of pathetic, actually, but that's the best they could do. All seven brothers married her. Whose wife is she going to be in the resurrection? And they kind of snickered again and raised their eyebrows at one another. But Jesus said, you do err. You're wrong. You don't know the power of God. They don't die. They're like angels. And they're children of God. The children of the resurrection. Oh, man. What a connection the disciples must have been making right at that moment. As they're kind of stepping back, you know, and maybe a little bit afraid of the Sadducees and their interrogation and their questioning and the invitation to debate and so on. And they don't feel themselves adequate and qualified and able to step forward. But Jesus takes care of it just like that. And they connect with, we're the children of God. We're the children of the resurrection. We're the children who are free. Hallelujah. And a powerful proof of his eternal word. Praise God. Because that would be what Paul would emphasize as well. The power of his resurrection. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. He went on to say, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. Resurrection of the dead. What? I like the way Paul challenges the king. Why do you think it a thing incredible that God should raise the dead? Because that king, with all of his power, with all of his authority, with all of his wealth, with all of his influence, with all of his subjects in the whole kingdom, he couldn't raise anybody from the dead. He couldn't extend life by 1 second. But my God, with his incredible power, is able to bring forth resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in his resurrection, he defeated death. And he has power to change lives. If the Lord can change death, don't you know he has power to change somebody from being an addict? Don't you know he has power to change somebody from a bad habit? Don't you know my God has power to change people's sinful lifestyle into a lifestyle of following his word in obedience unto righteousness? Oh yes, our God is able to do that kind of work, because the Bible lets us know in Romans 8 and 11, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that quickened Christ shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So it's not just a tingle. It's not just a hand clap. It's not just something that we let out in terms of a loud praise and worship. It's something that'll take us through every day. It's something that'll move us through every trial. It's something that will bring us through every valley. It's something that will help us to understand it doesn't matter what you face. It doesn't matter what you're up against. The spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead is going to be there for you, and that resurrection power is going to bring you through until the sounding of the trumpet and the dead in Christ rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, that's some kind of power, my friend. That's the power that I want to clue into. That's the power that I want to make sure I'm involved in. Free from sin. Free from pain. Free from sorrow. No more crying, no more tears, no more death. The children are free. The children of God, the children of the resurrection. Hallelujah. That's the spiritual freedom that God has for his people. Not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. People may think we're not of sound mind. We're screaming and hollering here. But oh my, I'm thankful that we lay our head on the pillow tonight. We know the God who says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. The one who gave us rest and refreshing in the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord to continue in our lives. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, he that is in the world is flexing his muscles. He that is in the world thinks he's in control. He that is in the world is dragging society down, and the children are suffering as a result. God, help us to be able to step. Thank God for our Sunday school teachers. Thank God for them preparing every week. Thank God for our youth leaders. Praise God. Every week doing something to bring them into more truth, more experience, more power, more blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God wants his children free. Stand fast, he said, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm not going to play around with that nonsense. Not going to mess up in that area. Oh, no. Stand fast. The liberty. Christ hath made us free. Hallelujah. Amen. The children of the flesh, self and sin, no, the children of the promise, the children of the resurrection, the children of light, the children of day. The scripture makes that description about you, talking about the church, talking about the people of God. Thank the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, and he lets us know we're not of the night. We're not of darkness. We're not drunk. We're not asleep. We're not in the realm of being unaware. No, we're tuned in. Praise God, because he says, I want you to obtain salvation, and we're going to live together with him. I'd be silly to step away from that promise. I'd be dumb. Not supposed to say stupid, but I'd be stupid to step away from that. No, I'm going to move into the realm that he has for me. There's a reason he taught us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then the us, you know, forgive us, deliver us, give us, lead us. Thank God for the unity that we can move together into the realm that God has for us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah. Stand, please. Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Your turn, Mike. Mungubo sakaya kandan. Give the tongues. Ukuru rileliasha pakintan. Oloromo sati. Jesus Christ. keep waiting on the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Go ahead, Mike. I am your everlasting Father. Everlasting. Not here and then gone. But I'm here for you. I will not fail you. I will bring you forth. Walk with me and hear my word. Do not turn aside. Do not turn away. Bring your needs to me, and I will show you I am your Father, everlasting Father, to provide for you. Let's come and pray here for a while now. Let's let the power of the Lord minister to us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let your Father touch you and bring you into a greater freedom in his presence, in his spirit, in his strength.